This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran put its military capabilities on display Sunday with a series of parades to mark the 39th anniversary of the start of the Iran-Iraq War. Iran's president is warning that foreign forces are threatening the security of the Gulf after the U.S. said it was deploying troops to the region. The U.S. is sending more troops to Saudi Arabia after an attack on Saudi oil facilities both nations blame on Iran. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to send additional forces to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
In response to recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry, which are being blamed on Iran, the United States is deploying additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. At a Pentagon news conference Friday night, Defense Secretary Mark Esper outlined the goals of the action.
First, to send a clear message that the United States supports our partners in the region. Second, to ensure the free flow of resources necessary to support the global economy.
General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, would not commit to how many troops are being deployed. Esper would not rule out further action. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The World Health Organization says Tanzania has failed to respond to requests about information on suspected Ebola cases. The WHO says it has been made aware of unofficial reports about several possible cases of Ebola in different locations in the East African country. The streets of Cairo were jammed on Saturday morning as police checkpoints were erected across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. This is VOA News.